Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Ugh, fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.
Something good. Tell me something good. Powered by Walnut Hill Community Church.
Ian Hockley lost his gorgeous 6-year-old son in the Sandy Hook tragedy. I can't believe it's Saturday is the anniversary again. You just held up the picture and my eyes immediately filled with tears. You threw me off, Ian.
Sorry, Anna.
Well, I mean, he's beautiful. So, you know, tell us a little bit about Dylan.
You know, his beautiful blue eyes.
Yeah.
His infectious laugh. He just wanted to be happy. He wanted people to be happy. If he saw you were sad, he would come up to you, put his head on one side and just say, "Why sad, Daddy? Why sad?"
Yeah, and, you know, the thing is after we lost off the children is... Through a lot of these kids, we've learned about their passion. And it's so funny for children that were so incredibly young, how gentle and kind and good they were. And Dylan has really inspired Dylan's Wings of Change, which is an incredible organization that you started to teach empathy. So can you tell us a little bit about that organization?
Absolutely, Anna. You know, we're in the middle of an epidemic right now in the country, maybe even the world. This epidemic of social isolation and exclusion that it's killing people. Through, you know, depression and drug use and overdose and violence. And the antidote to that is empathy, is connecting people. So Dylan's Wings of Change started the Wingman program to do just that and to start with the kids. To start with the kids and create empathy.
You know, it is true that in today's society, as things change more, not just the you know, the overall feeling sometimes that people have of isolation, whether it be politics or demographics or economics, depending on what their situation is. But even more so, just the fact that, like, when you go to a store, you no longer interact with a human being. When you, you know, place an order for an item you need in your home, you don't actually have to leave there or anything like that. You know, inversive experiences that we have online, that type of thing. And they do. They create this distance that kind of removes the human element from this stuff, you know? So it's more important than ever.
That's right. And Wingman is about bringing people back together, reconnecting people. And by starting with the kids who, you're right, kids of Dylan's age are naturally empathetic, but they start to lose it as they grow up. And we're reinstilling that back in them.
I love it. And this Saturday on the anniversary of what happened in Sandy Hook, there's a special thing that you want people to do. Can you explain to us what that is?
Absolutely. You know, we boiled it down to, you know, people can lose hope. You know, hope is a learned emotion, but if people lose hope, they'll go into despair. So what can we do? Let's spread hope, and let's use social media to do that. Let's actually use social media to spread messages of hope. No, let's flood the internet with messages of hope. So we created the 10 Seconds for Hope Challenge.
Okay, and the 10 Seconds for Hope Challenge, what do we do to be part of this?
Absolutely, it's super easy. Instagram is where we want to go. It's so easy to use. Record a short message of hope. Send out a message to someone else who's struggling. What you wish you had heard when you were struggling. Pick someone up. You record that video, post it out there, and then just use hashtag 10 Seconds 4 Hope Challenge. And then tag us at Dylan's Wings of Change and tag other people that you want to see send out inspiring messages. And then this will snowball out around the world.
I love it. And if you need more information on that, we're going to put it all up on our Facebook page. We're going to explain it. And it's real. Think about how easy it is. And, you know,
it really does make a difference.
It does.
Right? I mean, it's that thing.
Yes.
When somebody says something nice to you and you're out and you're doing something in the world, like, think about how much that actually affects you. And it's such a small thing. So when you see that online in a place where you're typically like, oh, Look at my butt in this photo, or, oh, look at this cool beach that I'm on. You know, get a little Instagram envy. Like, it's a great place to surprise you, right?
Exactly.
And to hit you with some hope, I think.
Every once in a while, I remember the other day, I was having such a bad day, you know? And I just went on Facebook, ironically, and I opened it up, and it said, did you wake up this morning? Be grateful. And I was like, oh, you know, it just puts things in perspective. So maybe these 10 seconds of hope will give somebody some kind of boost they need to continue going through their day and get them through a bad spot.
Right, right.
All right, so there you go. Hashtag 10 seconds for hope challenge this Saturday. Tag at Dylan's_wingsofchange. And if you need more info, you can head to our Facebook page, Anna and Raven. Ian, thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you, Anna. Thank you, Raven.
Thank you for being here.